We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to the Solid Verbal.
The Solid Verbal.
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I've heard so many players say, well, I want to be happy. You want to be happy for a day? Eat a steak.
It's that woo woo!
And now, Dan and Ty.
Welcome back to the Solid Verbal, boys and girls. My name is Ty Hildenbrand. Joining me, as always, over there, the man with the plan, Dan Rubenstein. Sir, how are you?
I have no plans. I have no instincts about where we go with this show, but I'm very excited for it. I'm good, and this is, I guess for us, an unusual show.
It is.
In that normally our guest situation is centered in like media pals, and that's not what we're doing with today's show.
That is correct. We have ditched the normal Friday music, the WSV moniker of only for a week, because we wanted to roll out the special Solid Verbal red carpet for
yeah.
our guest of honor today, Mr. Bailey Zappe. You may now be familiar with Bailey Zappe as the starting quarterback from Western Kentucky. He transferred up in the offseason from Houston Baptist. He has since led the nation in yards passing per game. The offense is a flutter down there at Western Kentucky. And we wanted to get to know Bailey Zappe and his story a little bit more. So he's going to be coming up here momentarily. We're thrilled we're able to spend some time with him.
Here are some underlying numbers for how successful Western Kentucky has been. Obviously, he and some teammates, a terrific story at Western Kentucky, transferring from Houston Baptist, who have lit up a number of FBS teams, Louisiana Tech, Texas Tech, anybody whose name is Tech. Obviously, this year they played Army, Indiana, Michigan State. I don't think, has anybody scored more than WKU against Michigan State this season? I don't know if anybody scored more than 20 or 21 other than WKU, who dropped over 30. So it's just a crazy story. He's leading the nation in yardage and I believe touchdown passes, yardage per game. And just a fascinating story. We haven't seen that FCS to FBS come up from a quarterback really in a big successful way other than Vernon Adams, who did the same thing playing against Pac-12 teams when he was at Eastern Washington. So excited to have him on and hear more about his story. And I just mentioned the underlying numbers. It's just all over, you know, it's Tyson Helton, obviously the head coach of WKU, was at USC with his brother Clay as a coordinator, and just their rushing success rate, fifth, passing success rate, fourth. They're great on first downs, second downs, third downs. They're the yeah. number one open play, so it's not red zone, not backed up. Number one in the nation of just on a regular down being successful as an offense, and that is in large part to the guys that came over from Houston Baptist, including offensive coordinator. So a really cool story, and I just want to learn more, man. We have the sound, by the way, that we had played.
Zap!
And the good folks at Conference USA and Western Kentucky heard it, and were like, you want the guy? And we said, yeah.
We need to talk about a potential Heisman campaign.
I agree.
We need to talk about a thing, because it's early enough. We haven't gotten into November yet. Mm-hmm. If you lay down the markers now,
mm-hmm.
you can start gaining some traction.
Mm-hmm.
I want to help however we can. He throws the passes. We have nothing to do with anything. But if we can right. offer any kind of creative juice, give this thing a little bit of fire, I'm down. Let's do it.
Yeah. Now I'm just thinking, remember, because I hear Homer Simpson in my ears, there was a Simpsons episode where, like, think on sexy thoughts, and then he sees Sexy Flanders in, like, the skin-tight skiing apparel. I think if I had to say to myself, think unsexy thoughts to, like, stay professional, I might think about Big Red. I might think about the mascot of Western Kentucky. Just picture Big Red, and that'd be impossible.
You're dying to ask Bailey Zappi about Big Red.
I've never seen Big Red in person. I need to know. I think it's a fair question.
It's a fair question. Well, look, if you are tuning in for the first time, I am Ty. He's Dan. We are the Solid Verbal. Go on out to our website at solidverbal.com. We post all of our episodes out there, three of which go down every week, Monday, Wednesday, and this one on Friday. We also post three articles a week, every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Go on out and check out stats that are going to influence the coming week ahead. Also a watch grid that our friend Connor puts together to help guide you through your Saturday watching arrangement. And then every Friday, Bradley puts together a fun column. This week it is, I believe, college football Halloween costumes.
Nice.
Please do check that out again at solidverbal.com. If you like the show, leave a review. If you really want to like the show, and if you really want to be part of the Verballerhood, you can go on out to verballers.com. That's our Patreon.
Right.
Otherwise, the only other thing that we do, we already do so much, but solidsaturday.com is where you can tune in to the live stream that goes down every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern time on our YouTube channel for free. So go on out and subscribe and hit the bell and the like button and all the little doohickeys that you can find out there on the YouTube channel. But tune in Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
May I offer a quick apology / correction / retraction, I guess would be the word?
Sure.
So just a little bit ago, I conflated Simpsons moments, and it was not the Flanders looking sexy. Homer was trying not to think of a woman, and he thought of Barney, of course, his friend from Moe's,
right.
wearing a bikini. And so that's on me. I apologize. Okay, that's it.
I know you're a Simpsons fan, and that's meaningful to you.
I hope you can forgive me.
All right. Well, before we get to our interview with Bailey Zappi, a couple news items that we need to hit a little harder. We mentioned some of these in passing when we did our preview show. The first of which is Matt Wells was fired. We did allude yes. to it when we talked about the Texas Tech game this weekend, but Matt Wells fired after, like, what, 2.5 seasons-ish? He had a 13-17 record.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Kleiman, I saw his former colleague from Kansas State saying that it was a bad deal for Matt Wells. There are some names now popping up as potential replacements, some of which I think are very interesting. The one that jumped out to me was Sonny Dykes, who
sure.
is obviously
Family
having
connection.
A really good year at SMU. What other names have you seen that are of interest from your standpoint?
Yeah, a number of names who have succeeded within Texas or the Big 12. Obviously, Jeff Traylor, we've mentioned, and his success at UTSA, leading the Roadrunners to a currently undefeated record. And he goes back to his time as a high school coach in the state of Texas. Kendall Briles, given his success on the football field, specifically at Baylor. You know, I saw that Art Briles' name came up, and Kirby Hokut kind of offered a non-like denial, which was a little bit odd, I would say. Jay Norvell's name has come up. Obviously, what he's done at Nevada has been quite impressive. What other names to you have stood out? I mean, Sonny Dykes, with what he's done at SMU, has been very, very strong.
This is the first coaching search in a while that has a dual Sonny feel to it.
Yeah.
Sonny Cumbie is the interim coach. He could also get a look.
It's true.
I don't know how likely that is, but he's a guy who worked in Lubbock mm-hmm. for a time, you know, 10 years ago as an assistant. He's also very familiar with the state of Texas. So
I saw Graham Harrell, obviously, given his success playing for Texas Tech and what we assume to be affinity for the school.
I saw, did you mention Jeff Grimes?
Did not mention Jeff Grimes, but certainly given where Baylor's offense and where BYU's offense was, should be considered. Yeah.
Grimes would be an interesting move as well.
Texas Tech, I think, is an interesting job. I think people are quick to point out, like, oh, it's so far removed, and it's sort of like they're not a have in the way that Texas and Oklahoma, who are obviously now leaving the conference, but that they are sort of, you know, Lubbock is a weird place. First of all, the facilities at Texas Tech are really good, right? So, like, they invest in this program. Obviously, there's no shortage for lack of caring about football at Texas Tech. It's a different kind of job because it's not near a metro area, but it's in the Big 12 and there's talent in Texas. I think the right guy can succeed on an interesting level at Texas Tech. But yeah, it's not the headline job in the conference, but who even knows what the conference is going to look like moving forward. So I think it's a good job.
It's an interesting job. It's just another one to the growing list of coaching openings. Who knows how many more there will be?
Yeah. And now Matt Wells will be an amazing NFL coach, right? Now that he's been fired by Texas Tech, that's how it works.
That is how it works. Okay. Yeah. Elsewhere, Harrison Bailey, once thought to be the crown jewel of the Tennessee recruiting effort. That, of course, under their previous coach. Harrison Bailey is now in the transfer portal. Mm-hmm. At one point, he was the third overall pro quarterback prospect behind DJ Uiagalelei and CJ Stroud. He was ahead of Ethan Garbers, who we saw recently for UCLA. Your boy Jay Butterfield out of Oregon.
Guy. Yeah.
Harrison Bailey was a really highly regarded four-star prospect, the top 100 kid. So the fact that he has decided to move on is significant. He's not the only one entering the transfer portal. In limited action for Tennessee, it was mixed, but it has been a tumultuous time in Knoxville. What other names are out there with regard to the portal right now?
First of all, I like that you refer to Jeremy Pruitt as the previous coach, as if he didn't, as if you have something against him, or it's a...
He's been vacated.
Yeah, or it's a Tecmo Super Bowl, like, where we don't have the rights to say his name, so he's QB Eagles. There's a five-star offensive tackle at Oregon, Kingsley Suamataia, that he decided to leave. It looks like BYU. He's from the state of Utah, and so hopefully that's a good fit for him. LSU lost a couple of guys, a receiver and a linebacker, who were relatively highly ranked, and understandably so. When there are coaching changes, when there are system changes and relationship changes between position coaches, whatever, sometimes you just want to go somewhere where you feel more comfortable, and I think that's the case as we look across the sport. I saw that Wisconsin got a commitment from a former Michigan State corner. Wisconsin has lost more guys, it seems, to the transfer portal this season than usual. You know, as you look at Wisconsin over the years, it's just like there's guys that just year over year, it's just juniors and seniors starting that they've been in the program for so long. So some changes there. But, you know, by and large, I haven't seen anything enormous in terms of like a proven player like AJ Davis from Pitt entered the portal, a running back who's played a good amount for the Panthers. But no clear stars of the future like a Bailey Zappe type, for instance.
Right.
A Bailey Zappe type who entered the portal and had interest, by the way, from bigger schools than WKU. I imagine they were like, we want you for depth. And it was like, I want to play. And that's how I think he ended up at WKU. Working out swimmingly. As you said, setting the offense aflutter.
I believe that's accurate, Dan. Thank you. And finally, last but certainly not least, before we get to our guest of honor, did you see what went down with Mike Tomlin?
Yeah.
Just awesome. Awesome. So here's what's going on. USC has a very high-profile opening. Carson Palmer, native son of the USC football program, went on the Dan Patrick Show. And it's been labeled a couple different ways, but Carson Palmer's been involved to some degree with the search. He says he's been involved to whatever extent they've allowed him to be involved. So make of that what you will. He trotted out four names as potentials. James Franklin, because James Franklin's in the hunt for everything these days.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Campbell.
Except for wins over Illinois. Continue.
Except for wins over Illinois. Thank you.
He was in the hunt, to be fair.
Matt Campbell from Iowa State. No surprise there.
Yeah.
Luke Fickell, his connection to new USC athletic director Mike Bone is well known at this point, so it's not any great surprise. And then he said Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
And in the football media world, Mike Tomlin was like, whoa, okay. Where did this come from? It's out of left field. Would he potentially think of leaving the Steelers? Guys want a Super Bowl. That would be a coup.
Sure.
Any team would want Mike Tomlin. So naturally they asked Mike Tomlin about it.
Yeah.
Quote, "Hey guys, I don't have time for that speculation. I mean, it's a joke to me. I got one of the best jobs in all of professional sport. Why would I have any interest in college football?" Mm-hmm. Great question. Answers a question with a question. He goes further. Quote, "This will be the last time that I address it. Not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never." Okay?
Right.
"Anybody else got questions about any other college jobs? There's not a booster with a big enough blank check." End quote. I think he put it to bed. He did never say never.
But never.
But never.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin probably not going to get that USC job.
No. No, I don't think so. It's probably just a case of USC, somebody at USC, you know, doing due diligence, searching, vetting, whatever, knows Mike Tomlin's agent or knows somebody connected to Mike Tomlin, be like, "Should we kick the tires?" And Carson Palmer, like, it's probably a game of telephone that got to Carson Palmer. And it went from like, "We should kick the tires to see if he's interested in maybe doing college instead of pro." And by the time it got to Carson Palmer, it was like, "There's a Mike Tomlin conversation." And it seems ridiculous. It does seem ridiculous. USC is a very good job. It will attract interesting names. Obviously, it has not been a job that has been filled from a national search, not accurately, but at all, right? It's been Lane Kiffin and Steve Sarkisian and Clay Helton these past few years. It's been USC guys. I imagine the scope of this search will be wider. The net that will be cast will be wider, and many more names than usual will be involved. I don't have a lean. I would imagine James Franklin is probably the most realistic, deep conversations are being had at some point name in this process. But yeah, they're not going to hire Norm Chow this time.
Mike Tomlin. Rocky Seto. Mike Tomlin, he seemed offended by it. If you saw his response, he did not take it as a compliment that he was being considered or being mentioned for a college.
No. Team. And it's going to be a fascinating search, as will LSU, as will Texas Tech. Obviously there are schools all over, and it's an interesting, and I think Ross Dellinger wrote about this for SI. It's an interesting time in coach firing, with many more coaches being let go early. Now you say to yourself, well, it's so that they have more time for the search, but also you want to get somebody in there as early as possible with the early signing period now becoming the signing period in mid to late December. And so that's increasingly tricky as coaches that are in demand are taking their teams to January bowl games by and large. So it's, I don't know, it leaves a lot of teams and programs and recruiting departments sort of in the lurch with the uncertainty, firing them this, you know, quickly into the season. But man, I don't know. I can't wait to see the twists and turns.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Without further ado, Dan, can you please play that Bailey Zappy sound one more time?
Zap!
His name is Bailey Zappy. He is the starting quarterback for the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, setting the world on fire. Bailey, welcome to the Solid Verbal. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you for having me.
Talk me through this last year and a half for you, whatever it's been. It has to be a whirlwind for you, is it not?
Oh, 100%. My life has changed completely, going from, HBU to here, and that whole process, and then, coming here and being able to do what we've been able to do has been awesome to see. And, it's been, the best decision of my life, coming here, and I'm really grateful that, Coach Helton gave me and, Coach Kitley and the Stearns and Ben Ratzlaff, a chance to come here and be a part of the program.
So talk us through that process, because you mentioned Coach Helton went out. He brought you guys over from HBU via the transfer portal. He brought a lot of you over. That doesn't typically happen. He pretty much brought the whole offense. So what was exactly that workflow? How did that go down? Did Coach Kitley make the move first and then recruit the rest of you? Talk us through the mechanics of that.
So, of course, all the NCAA rules. Coach Kitley really couldn't talk to us once he signed the dotted line or whatever, that he was going to be the OC here. So I think majority of it was just between, me, the Stearns and Ratzlaff, all of us just talking, being like, hey, we would like to stay with Coach Kitley. Coach Kitley has really helped, change all of our careers around. So then that kind of played a huge part into it. And then, for me solely, talking to my family and everything, is when Kitley left, I figured, if I was going to learn a new offense like I was at HBU, I would like to transfer and go somewhere that's a, bigger school, better opportunity. And if I was going to learn a new offense, I want to do it at FBS school or follow Kitley to Western Kentucky. So that kind of played into why I, went into the transfer portal. And then, of course, a lot of that, I wasn't talking to Kitley, of course, because all the NCAA rules. But he was actually the first one to call me at 8:30 in the morning when I was I was still sleeping. I was in the transfer portal and I was sleeping. He was like, hey, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm sleeping. Why are you calling me? And I was like, I bet you can't call me. And he was like, well, you're in the transfer portal now. So WKU is offering you. And I was like, okay, I think majority of it was just between me and the Stearns and Ratzlaff. We all wanted to stick together. Of course everybody sees me and, Jarrett's connection. So that's really paid off, us following each other here. And, it's been a blessing and we're extremely grateful for it.
Was that a hard decision to go into the transfer portal? Because you had been at HBU for a while.
It was kind of difficult, because it's been like home, like you said. It's been my home for 4 years. I was an hour and a half from my family. I could drive home on a Saturday, come back on a Sunday. So I was able to see them a lot more than I am now. So a lot of that stuff went into play. It's a life-changing situation to come here and play here at FBS level. Big, better opportunity. We all have hopes and dreams of going to the NFL. And, coming here and playing here, it gives you a better opportunity to do that and showcase your talents. And, that's what, really, helped me make that decision. And, like I said, I'm thankful for it.
People now know who you are, Bailey, and you've thrown for a tonnage of yards and touchdowns, both at HBU and at WKU, against really large programs at both schools. Obviously, you got a lot of attention for what you did against Texas Tech a couple years ago. And this year, of course, playing against Michigan State, for example, obviously had a really nice game that didn't work out for WKU, I'm sure, as the way you would have liked. But my question to you is, where did you come from in that, and I mean this as a compliment, because a number of top quarterbacks who have succeeded in college, for whatever reason, don't get recruited heavily. Obviously there are the stories about Aaron Rodgers, right? He had a late growth spurt, or guys who had injuries their junior years and they don't get recruited, or guys who transfer, or for whatever reason, sort of fly under the radar. It looks like, if the stats are right, you had something like 52 touchdowns as a senior in high school. Were you 5'3"? What happened where that you were not, because you're in Texas, you're not terribly far from Houston or San Antonio, relatively speaking. Why did you fly under the radar? Why was the attention not on you?
Well, believe it or not, even though I'm 6'1", many schools told me that I was too short.
Okay.
I've had multiple look me in the eye and be like, well, if you were an inch or two taller, we'd offer you right now, but you're not. So we're going to go with this guy.
Right.
And then I'm from a small town, Victoria, Texas, bottom of Texas. Mm-hmm. We have 65,000 people. So, I mean, it's not a huge city. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere. Not a lot of people make their way down there recruiting wise. I was actually my class. We had about two or three guys go, play college football. We're only actually the first class that actually was able to get recruited down there.
Okay.
Enough players to get recruited. So we were kind of like the start of it all. So we really didn't get a lot of looks, you know, as we would if we were at a bigger school up North Texas, like in the Dallas or Houston area. So I think that played a huge part in it, just being in Victoria. And then, of course, you know, not being the prototypical 6'4", 6'5", guy, which right. I think a lot of people are starting to stray away from now, as you see guys like, you know, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, guys like that in NFL ball now. So I think that's kind of the main reasons why.
Okay, fair enough. And did you look up to anybody? Because obviously the transfer portal is a relatively new thing. There haven't been a ton of quarterbacks that have made the move from FCS to FBS who have really lit it up. One of them, though, was Vernon Adams, who goes Eastern Washington to Oregon. Was he or was there anybody that you saw that sort of gave you the confidence to say, you know what, I've played well against FBS teams, against Power 5 teams. This is the blueprint. This is where I think I can shine. Did you look at any of that, or did you look at yourself as like, you know what, nobody has really done it all that often. I'm going to give it a shot.
I don't think it was more of that. Just kind of believing in myself. And, you know, after playing those last four games this past year against, you know, three FBS schools, two of them being actually in the Conference USA, just being able to do what we did at FCS school against those teams, you know, kind of gave us, you know, not me, but, you know, Stearns and Ben Ratzlaff, guys that also transferred from FBS to FBS, the confidence needed to, you know, make that jump. And I think a lot of that, you know, came from, you know, talking to Coach Kitley while I was in the portal. Getting his insight, getting his feedback on what he thinks. I really look up to him, especially, and I listen to him a lot. I'm grateful to have him as a coach, and you know, I listened to him a lot through that process, and believed in him, and believed in myself, and I think that's what helped me make this jump.
What's been the biggest difference? What's been the biggest adjustment? Obviously, from the outside looking in, it seems like the adjustment and the change has been a pretty successful one. What has been the new thing, I guess, besides there not being a CVS on the field like there was at Houston Baptist?
I have two sides to the stadium.
Yeah.
That too.
Yep.
Of course, you know, everybody says, you know, speed of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Especially going to play Indiana, Michigan State, and you're out there and you're playing against guys that, you know, could possibly go first, second round, and you're out there like, holy cow, last year I was playing FCS, now I'm playing against first, second rounders. I got to speed my game up. I got to speed what I do up. So I think that's what, you know, jumping from high school to FCS and then FCS to FBS, I think that's what, you know, has been the biggest difference, just the speed of the game. That's really all I can think of.
Bailey, where do you put some of what I would imagine is NFL interest? You know, coming from HBU, now you've gotten much more of the spotlight, leading the nation in yards per game from a passing standpoint. You have your coach saying that you're the best that he's ever coached at the position, and this is a guy who coached Sam Darnold before, much to the point of it being a whirlwind. How are you dealing with maybe that influx of attention?
You know, I'm embracing it, you know. Going from, you know, being under-recruited and everything, not getting that stuff, you know, it's kind of, you know, you kind of enjoy it, you know, seeing your name on stuff, seeing, you know, Jared's name on stuff, kind of coming from, you know, not being the most looked at guys at, you know, in high school or at HBU, and kind of seeing our names, all these watch lists and stuff like that. I mean, we talk about all the time how, you know, how cool it is to, you know, be doing it together, and then, you know, seeing what Coach Helton has to say about us, you know. We're grateful for Coach Helton and what he says about us, and, you know, giving us that attention. You know, both of our dreams and my dreams, you know, since I was 5 years old, where I began playing football is to make it to the NFL. And that's been my dream since then. And to be able to be in this situation where, you know, it's kind of in arm's reach of being able to go to that next level is, you know, is amazing. And, you know, it's something that I can't describe personally. And you know, I really look forward to that. You know, like, but as we all know, you know, we still have seven games left if we continue to win. And, you know, that's the most important thing on my mind right now. And, you know, if, when the time comes and, you know, NFL's knocking, I'll be ready.
Who was your team growing up? Because I looked up Victoria on the map. I've seen some notable natives, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Cowboy Troy. There's a whole number of people. So yeah. It's kind of like a budding pop culture hotbed, if you will, as you say, in the middle of nowhere, Texas. But you can make a case for the Cowboys. You're in Texas. You're within a stone's throw of Houston, the Saints. You're near the Gulf of Mexico. Who is your team?
Actually, neither of those. I wasn't actually a team guy. I was more of a quarterback guy because that's the only position I ever played, to be honest with you. I haven't played defense since I was 5 years old. I've
nice.
Been playing defense all my life. So I was actually a Peyton Manning guy.
Okay.
I had the, you know, the fat head stickers on my walls. You know, I had the Peyton. I mean, I had it all. So we would actually go to the Colts-Texans game when I was in Houston every year, whenever it was. So, and then when I realized, of course, I wasn't going to be 6'5", I kind of changed up, you know, who I looked at for as a, you know, a role model type of the quarterback. And, you know, I started doing a lot of Drew Brees, studying Drew Brees a lot, and, you know, kind of what he does. So, you know, it really wasn't, really don't have a team, a kind of a bandwagon of quarterbacks. Like now it's Tom Brady. I mean, who can't like Tom Brady? So
true.
It's just a quarterback guy.
So how do you, maybe as a young kid playing football, maybe as an older kid playing higher level football, how do you try to incorporate Peyton Manning's game into your own, Drew Brees' game into your own, Tom Brady's game into your own? Like, how are you breaking them down and what are you doing to try and pull in some of the facets of their game?
So speaking on Drew Brees, I think a lot of him is we all see his mechanics. I mean, he's mechanically sound. I mean, everything he does is so smooth and so like perfect. I mean, everything he does is perfect mechanical wise. And I think that's a lot of what I look at as well. You know, being almost the same height as he is and being able to see over the line, you know, is a lot what I look at as well. And then the accuracy from Drew Brees as well is probably one of the best to ever, you know, step on the NFL field. And then, you know, between all those guys, they all have one thing in common, and that's leadership. I mean, they all have been able to lead their teams and make the guys around them better. And, you know, preparation, stuff like that is a lot of things that I look at. And those three guys prepare their butts off. I mean, they're able to, you know, understand the defense before the defense even knows what they're doing. And I think that's what, you know, I would like to start doing. That's what I've tried to do a lot more now. A lot of pre-snap reading before the ball snapped, trying to see what the defense is in before the ball snap or before they start rolling and stuff like that. And I think that a lot, that helps us out a lot too, is being able to see that and check in and out of plays as well.
How long did it take you to get comfortable at WKU? Obviously, you're familiar with your old coach from HBU, but how long does it take, even with the familiarity with receivers? It's a new offensive line. It's new facilities, right? It's a new schedule. It's a new campus. How long does it take you to get comfortable? Because you're coming in at the most important position for a team that is playing on a new level. Was it immediate? Was there a learning process? What was that learning curve like?
It was actually a lot quicker than, you know, I personally would have thought as well. You know, everybody welcomed me with open arms, the players, you know, the coaches, training staff, everybody. Actually, I think the second day here, I was already outside on the field throwing with the receivers. So, I mean, it was kind of a quick process of, you know, building that connection and building that camaraderie between, you know, me and everybody. And, you know, like I've said, you know, we've had team meetings and stuff like that. And, you know, I've said in front of everybody, and you know, I'm grateful the way they've, you know, welcomed me. They brought me into the Brotherhood. You know, it's kind of just a smooth transition from, you know, going to HBU and coming here. You know, I've loved it here. I mean, I wish I was here more than 1 year. So, you know, it was honestly a great transition. You know, I love my teammates. I love the way they've, you know, welcomed me here. And, you know, it's been awesome.
So you talk about how everybody has embraced you and how the transition has been smooth. we are now in a bright, shiny new era of NIL, name, image, likeness. Have you had opportunities? Do you want opportunities, sponsorship opportunities, right? Because you're in this spotlight, and maybe not even just for you, you and your offensive line, you and your receivers. Is there, you know, is it a restaurant thing? Is it an apparel thing? Like, we're talking Bailey Zappe, the brand. What are we talking? Like, I know Fruit of the Loom is based in Bowling Green. I know that. I don't know if you're a Fruit of the Loom guy. I don't know. Russell Athletic, you know, all that's in Bowling Green as well. I don't know if there are restaurants. I don't know. What is your dream situation in terms of taking advantage now for yourself or your teammates with regard to a sponsorship? Here, you have the floor.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Okay, good choice. Good
great
choice, Paul. Yeah.
If I could get partnership with Chick-fil-A, I would tell everybody, leave me alone. I'm solely with them forever.
What is your order?
It depends. I go over there for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So, I mean, it changes every single time.
How would you power rank the sauces? Because that's a question we get a lot.
Chick-fil-A sauce, number one.
Okay.
And then Polynesian.
Wow. I like it.
Yeah.
New I don't get buffalo sauce or any of the others. That's the main two I get. I get the Polynesian, Chick-fil-A sauce, and the ketchup. That's all I get. I don't know any other ones.
Any drinks, shakes, tea? What is the drink selection for you? I'm trying to speak to Chick-fil-A with this one as well.
Sweet tea. That's the
okay.
That's what I get everywhere too. So sweet tea, and then you know, the vanilla shakes there are amazing too. You
agree.
Can't go wrong with those.
Man, they're not a solid verbal sponsor. They could be
they
one
could be.
For Bailey Zappe. Yeah, absolutely, they could be.
Change up everything they just for me.
Ty, I think you've been curious about Bailey's interests outside of football, not necessarily about Chick-fil-A, but I mean, there are other big brands, Ty, right?
There are. Really, what I'm interested in is trying to craft a Heisman campaign for you, and I'm wondering if Western has done anything akin to, you know, coming up with like bumper stickers, slogans, songs. Like, has anybody tried anything yet? Because I have ideas.
What about Top Gun with two P's, right? For the toppers? He's got a cannon for an arm? I just came up with that.
That's good. That's actually quite
take
good.
Take that. Please have it.
Oh, the crazy thing you say that. Top Gun, by far my favorite movie.
Look at
wow.
this. Ty, we're crafting. We're experimenting. We're brainstorming.
I hope the second one doesn't ruin the first one.
That's true. They haven't released that yet, have they?
Not
it's
yet.
Been a long time. Like, the trailer came out, it felt like 2 years ago. So you would embrace a Heisman campaign, especially Top Gun with two P's.
100%.
Okay, I like this.
Be all over that, 100%.
I had, what did I workshop here? I had Sweet Sassy Mo Zappe, which that's not as good as Top.
That's not great.
That's not good. Life, Liberty, and Pursuit of Zappiness.
I don't hate it, but it's long.
You could, if there's a music department at Western, you could rewrite Happy by Pharrell.
Oh, Zappe? Yeah.
That would work. I also jotted down Zappe khakis in the WKU team store, which I don't know if that's a thing. And Zappe taffy. You are close to the Gulf of Mexico, so maybe there's a saltwater taffy brand that would work. But I do like Top Gun, Dan. That's
Top Gun,
good.
I think, is the move.
Yeah.
I think is the move. I did notice on the Instagram he's a bit of a hunter. Like, I don't know. I think we can lock this in. We don't have much time, so we got to get the athletic department on it. We got to get Jareth Stearns some sort of attention on there as well, your number one receiver who's up over 1,000 yards. Like, Ty, I think we have it.
I think
we got to get
it.
Somebody on Photoshop, and we got to get the flyers and the postcards out.
Yeah, I like it.
Bailey Zappe has a few more games left, of course, culminating with a couple tough ones, especially tough ones with FAU and Marshall. Anything else that you want people to know about the WKU offense, the journey that you've been on, and your season thus far?
I mean, nothing really. Just, you know, we have five to seven games left. I think we're only just getting started. I don't think we've played our best game yet, to be honest with you, and that's kind of scary. I mean, we've been able to put some crazy numbers up, and we've had a lot of mistakes in those games, and I think if we're able to clean that stuff up, I think there's nobody in our next few games that can really stop us on the offensive side. And, you know, with the way the defense is starting to, you know, play as well, I think we're a pretty dangerous team, and, you know, I'm excited, and I think, you know, we have a real shot at, you know, getting us that, you know, conference championship ring.
I actually do, Ty, have one more question. Big Red up close. strange,
great.
Encouraging. Yeah. I was going to say, like, is it distracting? Like, you're trying to lock in. You're like, oh, my God, are they in cover three? And, like, then you see Big Red on the sidelines. Does it take you out of it? What is the mood there when you see Big Red?
No, I just kind of try to ignore it. When I first got here, my entire family was like, did you know you have a Big Red blob as a mascot? And I was like, what? It's just a Big Red blob. I mean, it walks around, but the old one, right? It would just walk around and just eat people.
Correct.
And I'm going from a husky to a Big Red blob. So, I mean, the mascots are totally two different, you know.
Yeah, like an off-brand Hershey Kiss. Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean,
all right, that's all I have. That's the best point to end it. Do you know that you have a Big Red blob for a mascot?
Big it's red great. Blob. Bailey Zappe. Lovable. It's a pleasure to speak with you. We wish you and your team nothing but continued success, and we'll continue following your story, man. Best of luck.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
All righty, Dan. There he is. Bailey Zappe, starting quarterback for the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers. You did get the question in about Big Red. I appreciate that.
Did you know you're going from a husky to a Big Red blob? It's a good way to think about it. It's a good way. I was looking in, I went on Yelp and I looked for the food spots that looked the best in Bowling Green.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, well, this isn't a huge, huge place. There were really good looking places to eat. But
they
he dropped
a
national chain because he's shooting high for his NIL. So I respect it.
I respect it as well. His story has been a ton of fun for us to follow from afar. We will clearly be following it much more closely now, having met with the gentleman.
Fearless dude, by the way, with the football in his hands. I don't know how much. I know you've watched some WKU, especially in preparation for this. Like, the word gunslinger is overused. But his mentality is balls out quick. I'm going downfield. And I just have every confidence in my receivers. Like, I love, like, he threw a couple of absolute dimes against Michigan State.
Yeah.
Like, that he just didn't care who he was playing, which is an unreal mentality given the smaller stature of his background of HBU, but just crazy impressive, and you can see why the numbers are gaudy this year.
And he has absolutely dusted some defenders on like a quarter pump fake.
Yes.
Just a flinch. It's not even a pump fake.
Right.
But
maybe that's the Peyton Manning tie.
Maybe it is. I've seen countless highlights of a guy burning a defender on an out and up or just a stutter step combined with that little pump, and suddenly Bailey's got a touchdown or a long gain. So,
yeah,
look, it's great to have him on the show. We appreciate everybody from Conference USA and Western Kentucky making that happen. I love the Top Gun.
Thank you.
Heisman candidacy idea. I love that we came up with that on the fly. And I hope that we will see it soon somewhere on social media.
Yeah.
It's a free idea that Western Kentucky can take.
Run with it.
Run with it. All right.
I was trying to like fly into the Bailey zone. I don't know. We got to come up with something there too. But like a tagline. We need the Top Gun tagline. What's the name of the new one? Just Maverick?
I think it's Maverick. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That works for me.
On that note, we appreciate our guest of honor today, Bailey Zappe. Check him out this weekend, squaring off against Charlotte. Hopefully he has continued success. Check out our website at solidverbal.com. Check out our live stream tomorrow at solidsaturday.com. And if you're a super verballer and you want to know more about the bonus features that we have to offer, go on out to verballers.com. That's verballers.com. As you're watching the games on Saturday, if you got something to get off your chest, give us a phone call on the Reverb line. It is 408-VERBAL-1. 408-837-2251. We will cut all of those voice messages, or most of those voice messages, together into about a 4-minute clip, and we will play them as part of our weekly recap show, a little segment we like to call the Reverb Stand.
Yes, sir.
I think that's all I got.
That's all I have.
For that guy over there, my good friend, Dan Rubenstein, for myself, Ty Hildenbrand, we will talk to you all after week 9. Stay solid.
Peace.